Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Masechta Sukkah, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches. So in the last Mishnah, we had a machlokes from Meir Rabbi Yehuda about a board that is less than four tefachim wide, where Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher, but Rabbi Meir says that it's possible if it's more than three tefachim wide. So everyone would agree that you can't use a house, because the roof of every house is midaraisa, is no good for schach, because the beams were put there for the sake of permanent roofing and not for, meaning to be used for the whole year and not for schach, which is just meant to be used for shade. And also, midrabanan, you're not allowed to use wide beams, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, because they belong to an actual roof of a house. So the Mishnah discusses how roof that was initially made for a house can be converted into kosher schach. Tikra she'ina lemaziva. If you have a roof that has boards that are between 3 and 4 tefachim wide, that has no plaster on it to hold it in place, Rabbi Yehuda says that Beisham and Beisil disagree about what you need to do in order to make that into kosher schach. So Beisham and Omrim mefakpek. If you just move around the boards, you take out the nails and you move the boards a little bit, that does not help. V'notalachas mebinatayim. So it's not enough to do that. You also need to take out every other board and fill the space in between the boards with kosher schach. So by shifting around the boards, you solve the problem midaraisa of the beams having been put there for the sake of roofing and not for the sake of schach, because now you are doing something with it for the sake of schach, but you haven't avoided the issur midrabanan against using boards that look like roof beams, because those boards had once been roof beams, so they still look like roof beams. So the only option is to replace every other board with actual kosher schach, and that way you'll solve both problems. Then no, you only need to do one or the other. Either you move around all the boards, or take out every other board and fill the space with empty schach, because just moving around the boards does solve both problems. Each of these options would solve both problems. So, aside from Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, unlike Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir holds that there's no machlokas between Bisham and Bisilal. Rabbi Meir omer notal achas mi benetayim ve'in mefakpek. That Rabbi Meir holds both Bisham and Bisilal would say that the only option over here is to remove every other board. Shifting the boards does not help. The only way that solves both problems is by replacing every other board and filling it with kosher schach. Now Mishnah Ches talks about another case where there are gaps between invalid schach that you fill with kosher schach. Hamakara sukasu b'shafudin o baruchos hamita. If a person covers the roof of a sukkah with metal spits or with sideboards of a bed, and you leave the spaces between them that he fills with kosher schach, so im yesh revach b'nein kamosan k'sheira. If the area of all the spaces between them, which is filled with kosher schach, is about the same size as the spits and the frames themselves, then the sukkah is kosher. Meaning, if the total area of the kosher schach is slightly bigger than the total area of the non-kosher schach, then the sukkah is kosher because it's mostly covered by kosher schach. Hachot it begadish lasos po sukkah, nu halacha. Now, if you have a big pile of hay and you just hollow out an area, but you dig out an area in that big pile of hay that's the size of a sukkah inside the haystack, so you've created this cavity inside the haystack that seems to be the dimensions of a sukkah, ain't a sukkah. It's not a valid sukkah because you need schach to be made from the very moment that it was put there for the sake of shade, and it can't be something that you build a sukkah underneath that then becomes a sukkah. So over here, the top of the haystack was not considered schach when you originally put it there because it was not protecting anything underneath it. It was not a roof over a hollow area. You only hollowed out the area afterwards. So that would be a violation of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. So to review again what we learned today in Mishnah Zayin, we said that if you have a roof that doesn't have any plaster, so Rabbi Yehuda holds its machlokes b'sham b'sham. That Beis Shammai says that you need to do both mefakpek and notalach smin time. You need to move around each beam and take away every other beam and fill it with schach. Whereas Beis Hillel holds either one of those things would be good enough, either mefakpek or notalach smin time. And Rameir says no, it's no machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Your only option is to remove every other beam and fill it with kosher schach. And then in Mishnah Ches we said that if you cover your sukkah with things that are clearly invalid schach, shvud Din or Arucha Samita. So if there's a space in between the non-kosher schach where you could fill with kosher schach, thereby creating just a bit more kosher schach than non-kosher schach, it's going to be kosher. And then Mishnah Ches concluded with the new halacha that if you have a haystack and you just hollow out an area in the haystack that's 10 tefachim high and whatever the sheer sukkah of length and width, let's say 7x7 tefachim or 4x4 amos or 6x6 tefachim, whichever shita you hold like, it's not going to be kosher anyway because it is ta'asa velo min ha'asui. But tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Aleph, Mishnah Tes.